Hey, this is Sarah. Look, I'm standing out front of AMPM right now, and well, you're sweet and all, but I found something more fulfilling, even kind of cheesy, but I like it. Sure, you met some of my dietary needs, but they've just got it all. So farewell, oatmeal. So long, you strange, soggy
Break up
breakfast.
with bland breakfast and taste AMPM's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, made with cage-free eggs, smoked bacon, and melty cheese on a buttery biscuit. AMPM, too much good stuff.
All right, everyone, buckle up, because today we're tackling something that's as familiar as your morning coffee. Excuses. Yeah, those sneaky little fibs we tell ourselves, and sometimes others, to avoid doing the thing that actually matters. Ever feel like you've got a whole arsenal of justifications ready to roll when it comes to skipping that workout or tackling that daunting project? Trust me, I've been there. Trapped in the excuse-making quicksand myself more times than I care to admit. But guess what? You and I both deserve better. We're capable of so much more than letting excuses hold us back. So, today on Mental War, we're going full Spartan warrior mode and obliterating those excuses once and for all. We're diving into the Spartan Discipline Code, a no-nonsense approach to crushing procrastination and taking control of your life. Get ready, because this is going to be a game changer. 5 key takeaways to obliterate your excuses. First things first, let's get real. Excuses are like weeds. They thrive in the fertile soil of fear, doubt, and laziness. They sprout up faster than you can say, "I'll do it tomorrow, right?" But just like a gardener needs to identify those pesky weeds to pull them out, we need to pinpoint our excuse patterns. What are your go-to justifications? Is it, "I'm too tired, it's not the right time," or maybe the classic, "I'll do it later"? Write those excuses down. See them in black and white. Suddenly they don't seem so powerful, do they? Next up, we need to identify the root cause of those excuses. Often they're masking deeper fears. Maybe you're afraid of failure, or maybe perfectionism is holding you back. Dig deep, friend. Understand what's driving those excuse-making behaviors. It's like figuring out the weak link in a chain. Once you identify it, you can strengthen it. Now, let's talk about replacing those excuses with action steps. Instead of saying, "I'm too tired," how about breaking that task down into smaller chunks? Even 5 minutes of focused effort is better than zero. And remember, consistency beats intensity every time. Think of it like building a muscle. It takes time and consistent effort to get those results. One powerful tactic I use, and you can too, is the just 5 minutes rule. Commit to working on something for just 5 minutes. Chances are, once you get started, you'll find yourself riding that momentum wave and pushing beyond those initial 5 minutes. It's like a mental warm-up. It gets your brain firing and your body moving. Finally, celebrate your victories, no matter how small. Did you manage to tackle that one task, despite the urge to procrastinate? Awesome. Give yourself a high five. Acknowledge your progress and use that positive reinforcement to keep pushing forward. Remember, every step in the right direction is a win worth celebrating. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You've got this big project due next week. You know it's important, but that voice of procrastination keeps whispering those sweet nothings. "It can wait. Tomorrow will be better," and "let's just relax for now." Sound familiar? But hold on, remember what we talked about. Identify your excuses. Maybe it's fear of failure or a lack of clarity on where to start. Break down that project into smaller, manageable tasks. Set realistic deadlines for yourself. Use the just 5 minutes rule. Even if you only work for 5 minutes, you've made progress. And most importantly, celebrate each milestone along the way. You'll be surprised how much can get accomplished when you ditch those excuses and embrace action. So, there you have it. 5 key takeaways to obliterate your excuse-making and conquer your goals. Remember, friends, you are capable of amazing things. Don't let those pesky excuses hold you back from living your best life. You've got this. Now, go out there and crush it. Don't forget to subscribe to Mental War for daily doses of motivation and inspiration, and hit us up with a review if you find value in what we're sharing. Let's keep that mental war going strong together.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.